Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the fifth Sunday of Easter, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle lesson appointed for the fifth Sunday of Easter is taken from the first letter of St. John, chapter 4, with special attention to verses 7 through 11 as follows. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. This is the word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, I love to tell the story. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to love one another as God has loved us. The second table of the law, love your neighbor as yourself. To be more like Jesus himself in his love, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson, the first letter of St. John, chapter 4, with special attention to the following verses. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And yet do we love one another as God has loved us? Think about it for just a moment. before you answer the question. Yes, do you and I truly love one another as God has loved us? As a matter of fact, do we love our spouse, children, and grandchildren as God has loved us? Do we love our parents and grandparents? Do we love our friends and neighbors and our fellow members here at Shepherd in the Pines? And the answer is not always. If we're honest with ourselves again this morning, we must confess that it is not easy to love others as God the Father has loved us through His Son, Jesus Christ. This is especially true when we have been hurt or wronged by anyone, when we have been betrayed or slandered, when we have been criticized or accused for something we did not do. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm certain it does. Unfortunately, it has happened to all of us. And when it happens to us, we then have a real difficult time in loving them and forgiving them as God has loved us and forgiven us through His Son, Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, our first reaction is not to love them as God has loved us. No, on the contrary, our first reaction, even as Christians, is to be tempted to fight back as hard as we possibly can, to take revenge, to get even with them, to strike back and retaliate, to do what they used to do in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, chapter 21, verse 24, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot. It was called the law of retaliation. But not so in the New Testament after Jesus came and began to teach them about love, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. As a matter of fact, Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 38 through 41, "You have heard that it was said, 'Eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth.' But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Yes, do not resist an evil person. If necessary, turn the other cheek also. Go the extra mile. Do not turn them away. Because that is precisely what St. John emphasizes in our text for today. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And it certainly begins with our own family. When we have our bitter disagreements or strong differences of opinion with them, and then with our friends and neighbors, and with those here at church, and finally with those who do not like us and sometimes hates us and despises us. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus says, "Love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting anything back." That is what the Good Samaritan did when he helped a man who was not only a stranger, but his enemy, as he was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He stopped and helped this man who had been robbed and almost beaten to death. He bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and then took him to an inn and took care of him. He told the innkeeper, "Look after him, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." Yes, even though this man was a Jew and considered to be his enemy, the Samaritan still loved him, took care of him, and did not expect to get anything back from him. That was also true of the prodigal son, who demanded his part of the inheritance from his father and left home. When his money ran out, so did his friends, who abandoned him. Suddenly he did not have a place to sleep or even enough food to eat. So when he finally came to his senses He went back home again and asked his father for his forgiveness. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." And his father forgave him. He ran to him, embraced him, and kissed him. He did not send him away empty-handed or expect to get anything back from his son either. Instead, he had a great celebration for his son, as he loved him and took care of him. He said, "For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." That is precisely what God the Father has also done for us. He took care of us when he sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross in our place as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The words of St. John in our text for today: "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Even though we do not deserve or merit God's love for us, he loved us anyway and does not expect to get anything back from us either, except to love one another as he has loved us. To be more like Jesus himself. When Jesus was attacked, criticized, slandered, and accused for something he did not do, he never retaliated. Jesus never fought back. Jesus never took revenge. On the contrary, while Jesus was suffering and dying on the cross, he looked down and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." That is what we are encouraged to do ourselves. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. To love our family, our friends, our neighbors, and our fellow members here at the church. To love and pray even for those who don't like us and despise us, those on our enemy list. As Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." So I hope and pray that we may become more like the Good Samaritan, more like the Father for his prodigal son, finally more like Jesus himself in his love, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32, "Let all bitterness and wrath and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, as God in Christ forgave you." May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we become more like Jesus, to love one another as God has loved us. And may our prayer today be the words of the next hymn: "O Master, let me walk with thee. Help me the slow of heart to move by some clear winning word of love. Teach me the wayward feet to stay and guide me in the homeward way. Yes, to love one another as God has loved us by some clear winning word of love. In Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, amen." Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. To love one another as God has loved us, the second table of the law: love your neighbor as yourself. To love and be more like the Good Samaritan. To love and be more like the Father for his prodigal son. Finally, to be more like Jesus himself in his love, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. Amen. We now sing the next hymn: "As we love one another as Jesus has loved us. O Master, let me walk with thee." Amen. us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this fifth Sunday of Easter, as we love one another as God has loved us through his Son Jesus Christ, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea, daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Amen.